which is the name, first name is Abel, A-A-B as in Bob, E-L, last name Mederos, M as in Mary, E-D as in Doctor, E-R-O-S as in Sam. And the number is 31934. Date of birth is April the 6th, 1948. This is an office visit / follow-up note and also a letter to Miguel, M as in Mary, I-G-U. M as in Mary, I-G-U-E-L, initial A, last name Ramos, R-A-M as in Mary, O-S as in Sam, M-D. Carbon copies to Carlos, C-A-R-L-O-S as in Sam, last name Rodriguez, R-O-D as in Doctor, R-I-G-U-E-Z as in Sorrow, M-D. And also carbon copies to David, D as in Doctor, A-D as in Victoria, I-D as in Doctor, initial M as in Mary, last name McFadden, M as in Mary, lowercase C, uppercase F as in Freddy, A-D as in Doctor, D as in Doctor, I-N as in Nancy, M-D. As far as dear Miguel, I thought you would appreciate an update regarding Mr. Mederos' pre-anisotropic illness. Mr. Mederos returns in follow-up regarding findings of a 4-centimeter ulcerated mass of the transverse colon, consistent with well-differentiated adenocarcinoma, as well as associated iron deficiency anemia in light of occult GI blood loss history. As far as Mr. Mederos was seen by Dr. McFadden, and he is anticipating partial colectomy on January the 29th, 2013 period. The patient also received intravenous iron infusion today and continues to take oral iron supplementation. As far as he denies any recent history of melena, coma, hematochexia, coma, coffee ground, light vomitus, or hematemesis. Period. He continues to show improvement regarding tiredness and fatigue, period. He denies any recent history of dizziness any recent episodes of dizziness or lightheadedness, period. There is no shortness of breath or dyspnea exertion, period. He denies chest pain, period. He denies abdominal pain, common nausea or vomiting, but occasional constipation, period. Next paragraph. The rest of the 14 systems reviewed and contributory, period. As far as medications reviewed and as noted in the chart, period. As far as physical examination, the general, he appears well, period. Next vital signs, blood pressure 130 over 68, pulse 86, respiration 16, temperature 97.9, weight 154. Next, H-E-E-N-T, pink conjunctiva and anterior sclera, preonic lymph nodes, N-O-N-E non-palpable, preonic chest, no dullness of percussion, preonic lungs, clear to auscultation, preonic abdomen, bowel sounds are normal active, preonic, it is soft, comma, depressible, and non-tender, preonic, no maestro palpable, preonic extremities, there's no edema or cyanosis, preonic. As far as laboratory, number one, CBC slash differential performed today shows mild improvement, with a hemoglobin of 11.5, hematocrit of 35.3%, and NCV of 73.5, period. B-RES is within normal limits, period. Next number, comprehensive metabolic panel is completely normal, period. Iron profile, again, shows iron deficiency with a ferritin of 10, period. Folate and B12 levels are normal, period. Next number, CEA is found to be 3.2, which is mildly elevated in this non-smoker patient. Next paragraph, radiological studies. Number one, PET / CT fusion scan on January the 18th, 2013 shows very small, comma, sub-centimeter and non-metabolic pulmonary nodules within the right lung, which are non-specific, and the possibility of metastatic disease appears to be less likely, period. There is a significant abnormality, including a very abnormal metabolic activity within the region of the hepatic flexure in an area of circumferential colonic wall thickening, likely representing the patient's primary adenocarcinoma, period. There is no evidence of true metastatic disease to the liver or other areas. Period. As far as impression, number one, 4-centimeter ulcerated mass of the transverse colon consistent with well-differentiated adenocarcinoma. Period. ECOG performance status is 0. Period. Next number, sub-centimeter / non-specific small pulmonary nodules within the right lung, which could be chronic benign finding versus less likely metastatic disease, period. We are to follow closely, period. As far as I'm fine, recommendations number one, I have discussed at length with the patient the above findings and plan, period. I anticipate a partial colectomy and surgical recovery, period. I also anticipate a recovery of iron deficiency after the recent interventions, period. And next number, in regards of pulmonary nodules, I am to follow with another PET-SAG CT scan in about 3 months, period. Next number, CBC, stress differential, comma, comprehensive metabolic panel, comma, iron profile, comma, B12, comma, folate, and CEA levels 1 week before return, period. Next number, I will assess Mr. Medeiros in 4 weeks after surgery with the above results, and further recommendations will follow if the need of adjuvant chemotherapy is entertained, period. Next paragraph, respectfully, Ricardo J. Quintero, Lash, MD.